Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I don't hear the intro. Are you there? Michelle? Hello? Oh, this is never good.
I don't see us or hear us, but apparently we're live. Hello? Okay, I can only hope that I'm back now. This thing has knocked me off twice, so hopefully. I can hear you, and I did not hear our intro. I did not hear anything but dead air.
Yeah, so welcome, everybody, and we would pretend
to
do our intro.
Hopefully we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah, you know what? Hopefully we got it all out of the way now. Hopefully when Lauren shows up and when our social guest Stacy shows up, we don't have any more problems.
Yes. 2 minutes of Mandy and Michelle. Woohoo!
Yeah, exactly.
Throw in blog talk, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
All right, well, everyone, welcome. Mandy will now sing the theme song for you in case you missed it.
Yes. You know what? The A-Team theme song just came in my head, so I'm just going to stop right there.
Let me be there.
Yeah, welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the June 4th, 2008 Raven Radio Show.
Yeah, we're throwing off our groove now, man.
Yeah, it's our second night show. And I, you know what, I was all prepared for this one. Last time, you know, it was kind of hard to get into the groove at night.
Yeah.
All prepared for this one, and of course, you know, this happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, I didn't do anything. I didn't prepare a note. I didn't prepare anything. I'm like, how?
Oh.
With it? No, I'm just kidding. I've actually got some.
I know. Mandy not having notes is like, yeah.
Okay, now we have got to get right to the thick of it. Okay, in the news, I'm sure everyone out there who's a paranormal fan and everything has seen the whole video coming out of, like, the Denver area about the extraterrestrial caught, you know, the extraterrestrial peeping Tom, pretty much, you know, caught on tape. Gotta know your take on it, Michelle. What do you think?
Well, I'm actually a little embarrassed that they caught me out in my alien costume peeking in windows last week.
I told you not to put the tinfoil hat on when you went. I said you'd be confused. I said.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it anyways.
Deepest apologies to... Oh, wait, that's not me. That wasn't my costume, so scratch that. Bad aliens.
Bad
naughty.
Aliens.
Bad.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I obviously haven't seen the whole tape. I wasn't one of the people privy at the thing. I've seen the reenactment, which is kind of like, you know, it's like a blow-up doll in the window, like, boo-hoo, peek-a-boo.
I want to do my own alien abduction reenactments, but I want to use the blow-up doll. I'm going to have, like, just strange objects, like, coming towards the window and then backing up.
You do realize that we write erotic, and the only blow-up dolls that I probably have are not going to be alien in shape. Just saying. We could paint her green.
Well, yeah, but it's a reenactment. You can use,
like a Captain Kirk woman.
Yeah. So actually, I am curious to see if anybody actually saw the video. If not, we will be posting it later on our blog. It's ravenhappyhour.com.
Just the reenactment, though. I mean, we don't have access
Well,
to
we'll
that.
Post the
yeah.
link anyway. So you
yeah.
can read the story, see the reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find the actual video, make sure you send it to us.
Yeah. But, now, we've seen the still, the little, like, still picture of it and that. And I have to say, I never thought they would, you know, Spielberg would have it so accurate with his E.T. Way to go, Steven.
I just think it's hilarious, yeah. I just want to do the reenactments. I'll make up stories and reenact them.
You know, I just,
Michelle
I
and the Haunting, all you have to do is shine a flashlight on me, and I'll glow.
I mean, really, they've got nothing better to do than to peek in the windows. I mean, I've heard there's a lot more to this than just the peeping thing, but that seems to be what's getting the attention in that.
If you're an alien, what else are you going to do?
I don't know.
Really?
I mean, they're not advanced for the doorbell. I don't know. I don't get it.
You're probing people. You're peeping tops. Is this really a surprise?
You're just a big perv. A little perv? You're a little great perv.
You know, the alien that got assigned to our planet has some issues. I'm going to go down to Earth and, hey, let's do some probing. You know,
wow.
Saturday night,
yeah.
Nothing to do.
Yeah, now, you know what, I want to know the whole story behind. I think this has come to light because somebody, I can't remember his name, he wanted to do this, have this committee for something or other, and I need to find the details on it. I had them written down, and then I'm actually preparing to be switching over from one thing to another, so my office is in a little bit of shambles for tomorrow, and that's why all of this isn't accessible. But I'm curious to hear, like, the entire story behind that, because that in itself is a little odd to me. So I don't know.
It was from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And a man said that he had aliens on videotape, and he has this videotape, and I'll post the link on our blog later so you can read the entire article.
Right.
Quick paraphrase is that he believes Denver, the city, needs to have an extraterrestrial affairs commission because he offered evidence that there is existence of extraterrestrial life with this video of the peeping Tom alien.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of pushing or lobbying to have a commission set up that deals with extraterrestrials in Denver.
I would like to interject and say that the state of Ohio, you are more than welcome to take the funds that you, you know, make me pay for recyclables and put it towards that. I'm okay with that.
Forget recycling. Let's make friends with other aliens.
Yeah. Let them save our planet. To hell with it.
Yeah. In case something bad happens, let's have a backup plan.
You know, leave your curtains open and by golly, hope you have low windows. I don't know.
We are so getting hate mail from the Green Party.
Are you kidding? The mothership's hovering above my house right now laughing. You know that.
Great.
They're waiting for my husband. I offered him up a couple of years back as a free sacrificial lamb. So good. So good to be me. Deal with the devil. Yep.
So I guess my question would be, and the people in chat room, this is for you as well. Would you rather meet an alien or a paranormal creature from Earth?
Huh, that is a good question. I don't know. You know what? In my head, I've romanticized so many of the paranormal creatures from Earth. I'm going to have to go with that. Because so far,
aliens.
I haven't romanticized the itty-bitty gray guy yet. So.
Oh, well, I haven't done the gray guy, but I've made up my own aliens. Does that
True.
Count? And no, you don't get a pick. You just... What's there is there. I don't know. I think I would probably be more comfortable with a paranormal thing on Earth. Just because the idea, I guess, doesn't sound so foreign. If that makes sense.
I'm laughing at you because that makes perfect sense coming out of you. That is so Michelle right there.
Well, you know, the idea of a ghost. Well, we have Cher in the chat room who says she's with you, Mandy.
Of course. Come with me, Cher. We're going to find all the sexy paranormal things and line them up. Michelle can have the little gray guys, okay?
Fine. Well, I'm just saying I'm kind of used to Earth, so it's more comfortable for me to, you know, meet other Earth beings first and then venture to space. It's that whole floating around no oxygen thing that...
I know you shapeshift into a wolf, but, yeah, I feel that we're kindred spirits.
Rare! That's my wolf growl.
Rawr. Oh, yes. By golly, you're going to fit right in with the pack. Boy, it's going to be hard to tell you apart.
Leader of the pack. I got the black jacket. I'm all ready to go.
You know, they are drafting the hate mail as we talk. You know that, right?
Yes. Hate mail can be directed
right.
to Mandy. Just go to mandyroth.com and contact mm-hmm. her through the website. Love mail comes to Michelle, which is
michellepillow.com.
You're going to
have to get mine in the hate mail department, though, so maybe a while before I get back.
We do reserve the right to read the hate mail on air. We need to do that sometime.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a
yeah.
Show.
Oh, well, and you know what? We're not kidding people. We actually do get, you know, equally. I love the people who are like, when's your next book coming out?
Yeah.
That's so great. I love those
the
guys.
The scary fans who email us with threats. Those are
oh, they're the best, though. They really are the best. They're so much fun. I mean, we have such good-spirited people that listen to the show and who read our books. Yeah.
I think you have to be good-spirited to actually put up with us.
Yeah, which
so.
You think you got to be freaking crazy. That's all there is to it.
Bless you. Mandy called you crazy. I think you're great. Remember that when you're addressing the hate mail.
That's true.
I did want to do a quick couple of announcements and thank yous. We meant to do them last week and then kind of got carried away talking.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly St. John donated copies of Fire in the Blood, her new Harlequin Blaze book, for future Raven contests. And we also had another one. Was it N.J. Walters?
Mm-hmm.
Had donated some
we
copies
sure did.
Of her book
yep.
for that. So we want to give a shout-out to both of them. Go look up Kelly St. John and N.J. Walters. Support their websites because
mm-hmm.
they did donate books for contests. And those will be coming up in future episodes,
mm-hmm.
shows, airings. What are we?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just going, mm-hmm. Wait,
Raven
should I have lied?
Future shows. That's it. We are muting Mandy. Actually, Mandy, you just had a new book release. Why don't you tell us about Sin and Magic?
I'm so glad you said the title because I drew a complete blank. People, I have to admit this. I am back on the insomnia kick again, which is normally my thing. But having slept for that few weeks, I'm off my norm. So things aren't actually registering quickly for me. So bear with me, okay? Yes, Sin and Magic just came out. It has... Shit.
That's the best description of a book I've ever heard.
And over to you, Michelle.
It is an anthology of 6 of her e-books with a brand new release of Peace Offerings 3, Tranquility.
Oh, man.
And you can read more about that at mandyroth.com.
It has shit. Someone just said it.
Anything else you want me to hold your hand with?
I said it is, and then I totally forgot what books
it
were in it. I drew a
shit.
Complete blank. So I'm going to affectionately start advertising going, it is shit. Oh, my gosh, guys. Yeah, it's going
to
be one of those nights. It's really important.
You're
being I'm not
locked
signed.
In the chat room, which I'm loving.
Yeah, I not signed any legal documents today. That's my goal, is to not sign anything.
No contract
binding.
From Andy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we did have... And we did promise to announce whenever we have books coming out of contract, some of the publishers put them on sale, and we
yeah.
do have several books between the both of us that are on the Last Chance sale page. They're all 20% off. All of them are e-books. Most of them have print copies available. And they would be, for me, Tribes of the Vampire 2, The Jaded Hunter,
mm-hmm.
which is a dark paranormal romance. We also have a joint anthology, Ghost Cats, that includes stories by J.C. Clark, Elaine Corviday, Shelley Monroe, me, and Mandy, or Mandy and I. Put the correct grammar in there, which is a paranormal anthology. We have Wicked Lucidity by Mandy Roth, which is also a paranormal, and Portrait of His Obsession by me. So you can actually go to newconceptspublishing.com/lastchance.htm. And find those books on sale. We'll also post those on the blog later. So if anybody's interested in picking up some backlist titles before they go out of print, now's your chance.
Yes.
Okay,
I want to get
advertisement
to,
over.
I want to get to another one of these like paranormal news stories.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is coming out of the UK in the Metro. I don't know. co.uk, I don't know what the heck the name of it is. And, well, I didn't even know my own books and a thing, so to hell with it. Okay. Ghost Girl
is
getting...
too.
Yeah, we totally need a disclaimer on the show going, Mandy's really not drunk, she's just sleep deprived. But she's going to get drunk to help with the problem. There we go. Okay, Ghost Girl is blamed for a spat of crashes. It's a ghostly apparition of a girl is being blamed for a series of crashes on a stretch of county road. Spooky sightings of a girl aged about 5 in a Victorian dress on a road in West Midlands are now being investigated by paranormal researchers. The late night visions are occurring. I know I said porn.
Shit, that's paranormal porn. That's the title of the show.
That will up our listenership dramatically. Okay, the late night visions are occurring along Old Mill Road. Okay, we're going to have all these things I can't pronounce. It's by Birmingham. And they're believed to be responsible for a number of crashes and near misses in the area in recent years. I mean, what do you guys think about this? I mean, if I saw a kid in the road, of course I would swerve too. Now, I got to wonder, you know, how full-bodied is it and everything else? And, you know, I don't know. It's kind of spooky to think about. Are you there, Michelle? Michelle just guts out. Look at her.
Yeah, I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, thanks. You could have said with me. It would have made my, like, self-esteem feel a little better.
Oh, I'm laughing with you?
Yes, thanks. I almost believe that. Wow.
Well, we told the listeners they could call in and answer our questions like, would you rather meet a paranormal person or an alien?
Right.
But we never gave the call-in number. So listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges could apply.
Yes,
for more information on using your computer, are you doing peanut gallery comments?
Yes, I am, because they're not working in the background, so I'm just doing it myself. Wow. Ooh.
Ah. For more information on using your computer to yell at Mandy and chat live with us during the broadcast, please visit ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts for Raven Radio. Or you can email your questions for future shows or future guests to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Yes.
And we love hearing from you, the good, the bad. Like I said, bad, address it to Mandy.
Wow!
It worked.
How big of a delay was that?
About 40 seconds. But, you know, if you're going to say something that you feel I'm going to need a wow for, can you just give me, like, I don't know, a hint? I'll start it now. We'll wow later. There's nothing? You have nothing?
Let's move on
nothing
to our next paranormal story.
Which is?
The one you sent me earlier about the ghost in the theater.
Go for it. I accidentally closed the page. Okay.
Oh. Well, some paranormal investigators had gone to, were contacted to see if the resident ghost, Nora, was at the Bacup Theater, B-A-C-U-P. The Royal Theater staff called investigators in, and the Paranormal Activity Research Team of Land.
You were going to say Paranormal too, weren't you?
Paranormal. The Paranormal Activity Research Team. I don't know why you give me these big words this week. Of Lancashire spent a night at the theater with six of the staff, and they have got a picture of what to me looks like Einstein. Cardboard cutout, blurred out, and being moved back and forth maybe from behind while in a lighted theater.
See, that's not right. We don't mock the Einstein, okay, people? So if they did use the cutout and
okay,
run around
so
with it.
Okay, so it's Granny Smith.
I've got.
Or whoever has the oatmeal cookie, okay? Sorry.
I just got the Quaker Oat Lady stuck in my head. Thank you. I'm going to go to sleep with visions of that. Thanks. That's not going to be the least bit disturbing. Wait, is that a man or a woman on there? Because seriously? Fugly.
I told
That's
you.
All I'm saying.
What, the blurred out person?
Yeah, no, I'm not even with that anymore. I've moved on to Quaker Oats. That's how ridiculously out of touch with reality I am today. All right. It's a man. Sure's helping. Sure, why don't you call in and help host the show, hon? Because seriously, I'm having issues. Michelle would love it.
Are you haunted by oatmeal?
What's that?
Are you haunted by oatmeal?
Well, after tonight, I might be. I'm going to piss off quite a few shakers, I'm sure. So, yeah. You're just like, wow, if I could mute you, I would.
Yeah, there's a reason I don't have power. Of course, the last time I had power, toilets were flushing. It was a mess.
Yes, yes. I could start the toilet flush now, but it wouldn't happen for a minute. It would lose its oomph. So just, you know, pretend, everybody. Pretend.
Oh, we have to talk about the shoes.
Oh, the shoes. I think we have mentioned the shoes. We talked about the Raven Pretty Pretty Princess shoes.
But
they
we actually have pictures now.
Hideously, beautifully wonderful is the best way to describe them. These suckers are this flamingo pink. They are like a jelly shoe slash flip-flop. It's like a jelly shoe and a flip-flop and a high heel and a stiletto had a bastard child. And this little thing, it ended up with us. And we are loving parents. Yes, Michelle and I are. We have taken its picture in many locations. And we put them up on the web for you, and they're getting sent out, and they're going to visit Michelle, and then they're going to go visit a few readers. And if you want them to visit you, definitely stop by the web and, you know, put a shout-out that you want them so that people know, and you guys can work it out together and send us pictures of it. We want to see. Okay, my paranormal is being mocked in the chat room now.
I know, and I just keep leaving you hanging. It's funny. We did have a couple guests lined up for today. We are waiting for Lauren Dane to call in. Blog Talk has been giving us technical difficulties. So if she is not able to make it in, I'm very sorry. Lauren's usually very responsible. So.
Oh, she always is. She's
sure. Yeah, I'm sure she's trying. But in the meantime, you can visit her website at laurendane.com and get to all her links. She has a new book coming out, What Happens in Vegas, which she sent me this week. So yay.
Yes.
It is an anthology that she's in with Jody Lynn Copeland, Anya Bass, and Kit Toonstall, I believe. I'd have to look to be sure. But, yeah, she has that coming out. So that's laurendane.com, since we did promise to have her on the show today. Lauren, if you're trying to get in and Blog Talk's blocking you, I'm sorry. It seems to happen every show. And keep trying. Mandy will try not to cut you off.
Or so Michelle says.
Mandy always blames it.
Oh, do you remember
blogged.
That really horrible song by, like, Snap in the 90s that I've got the power one? That just rang in my head. Yeah. And now it's going to be
really?
Stuck there with the Quaker
Oatman.
Really?
Always in my head.
Jeez.
I'm always singing that to myself.
Now, Cher
That's
says that
normal?
Lauren's story is really good. In the start. Now, I haven't had a chance to read What Happens in Vegas Stays in Vegas. So
I just
jealous.
Got it, like, a day ago in the mail, so I'm pretty excited to see it.
Stop bragging and teasing, that'd be great.
It's a signed copy, too.
Okay.
Lauren
and
said I'm awesome.
Wonderful thoughts.
Would you like me to copy it for you? Ooh, I can take a picture of me with it, of Lauren's signature saying I'm awesome.
May you be blessed with gray peeping toms.
Yes! Finally, somebody to hang out with when I go out.
Somebody will understand you.
Oh. Mandy, we have a question for you in the chat room.
Okay.
Erin would like to know, do you do research for your books?
Yes, I do. And sometimes a little too much. I think I've actually mentioned before one example is I wanted to mention a lamp, and it was a one little sentence thing. 4 days worth of research to find out what kind of lamp would have been burning in this time frame. 4 days worth of research to mention it one time, to have the editor say, we could probably cut this scene. Yep.
Was that the Tiffany lamp incident?
No, that was a different one. When they wanted me to insert a Tiffany lamp in the middle of a sex scene, people, I kid you not. They're like, maybe you should describe the decor. I mean, is there a lamp on the side table? And I'm thinking the whole time, if she's interested in that, he's not really doing a very good job. So we went back and forth. Unfortunately, they won. So that book is forever referred to in my mind as the lamp book.
It's the Tiffany lamp
book. It's the lamp book.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So when next time you're with your significant other, you think, I won't be thinking of a lamp, but you will now. Yeah. Email me and let me know. I'll take the blame. Yeah. So is anything exciting going on there?
Here?
Yeah.
Let's see. I redid my press kit. How exciting is that?
Oh, stop now. Stop now. Seriously, like parade and flowers being thrown. That's awesome.
Yeah, if anybody wants to take over making my banners and book videos, and you know what? I pay nothing, but you get my endless gratitude.
Wow. Where do I sign
up? You see everybody jumping up for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, I put a new media kit, press kit. Everything's updated. It needed to be done. If anybody wants it, it's on my website. But usually I don't, not much to talk about there. Not a whole lot's changed since the last one.
Yeah.
I know you had Working Woman Wednesdays kickoff.
I did, but I did a little yard work around here, which everyone who knows me will be shocked by that in itself. And a chainsaw was involved, I'll say that. And we had a big tree in the side yard that I was going to trim a little. We had a big tree in the side yard.
Did they give you the chainsaw?
Well, no. I had a little assistance. My mom and stepdad stopped over because he's smart enough to know not to leave Mandy in charge of anything that, you know, flares up and has
I'm
kinda that
glad
kind of power.
Because I'm just having visions of me hosting this show from beyond the, with you from beyond the grave.
Yeah, oh, I would so
Which
come
would
back.
Really be kind of kick butt.
I would bring the little gray guy. I would so be unlike, yeah, I would so be able to, like, reach out and touch
Why
them.
Do I have this vision of people sending me little alien dolls?
Yeah, I'm going to be calling you later tonight going, do-do-do-do-do. Okay.
Really? Because I'll be right outside your window answering my cell phone.
Yeah, so I want to finish telling you this because it's a very me moment.
Okay.
So I'm doing this, and my mom, who I firmly believe knows everything and I know nothing after this now, is saying, Minnie, we should wait and do little bits at a time because that's going to pull off your gutter. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not so far away from my gutter. Mom, what are you smoking crack? Come on. No, it's right. So we go back and forth. Lo and behold, I cut this down, and there goes my gutter. So, yeah, that was my week. So I had a tree that wasn't supposed to all come down, and I had a gutter. So it's been fun. Yeah, anyone need any yard work, I'm available and really good at it, apparently. Yeah.
Really? Because I will take the chance.
You don't need your house still standing, right?
No, I'll just move in with you. You'll feed me. It's great.
I just got IM by somebody, and they're just doing a roll-down laughing person. Yeah, apparently they've seen me do yard work. It is that funny.
Well, since we don't have Lauren today, do we have any reader questions in the pool? I'll give you a second to dig those out since we weren't planning to do mailbag today.
Oh, great.
You're probably on the wrong computer.
I am. I'm trying really hard.
I don't put you on the spot.
I sometimes forward them
don't
over.
Don't dig them out. We'll wait for you.
Yeah. As I go running through the house like an obstacle course in the middle of the night, dripping on stuff.
I love doing that to you. It's a sick pleasure, I know.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we do. When does Mountain Captive 2 come out?
Well, as soon as Mandy writes it,
bitch,
it will be out. You can't make up fake questions from you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know what? I've got to say, though, I'm really excited. Our next guest is supposed to be coming on here in a little bit. Does ghost tours and paranormal investigations, all kinds of fun stuff. And I was sort of, like, surfing around his website and that. I'm excited to get to talk to him. It's kind of cool what he does.
Yeah, it's the Appalachian Ghost Walks and Ghost Tours, and it's mm-hmm. AppalachianGhostWalks.com, all one word. And he also runs the Alternative Reality Center. His name's Stacy Allen McGee, and
yes.
I guess he's had lifelong experiences of the mysterious and unknown,
mm-hmm.
and he's a seeker of truth in all things paranormal. So
yes.
I'm very excited to have him on. And to see.
I've got some envy going here, because he does. He seems like he's got just, I don't know, a really cool life.
I'm thinking that we need to figure out how we can get on these tours, you know,
on
press.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know, can I get a press pass? Does Raven Radio count for free stuff?
Probably not. They're probably going to bar the door.
Oh, that's
speaking of tours.
Bad.
Yes. Hi, welcome to Raven Radio.
Hello.
Is it Stacy?
It is.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
We were just talking about you.
Yes, we were.
I thought I overheard a conversation or two.
He probably thought, I am so not calling in to talk to these two. I promise not to porn a normal you. Sorry about
that. That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. So whoever, like, doesn't know anything about you, can you go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
Well, sure. I don't know where to start. There's so much to tell, and usually 30 minutes just does not do it justice, but I'll do what I can. Well, let's see. Depends on how far back you want me to start, but we started out doing paranormal research in February of 1994 with UFOs and alien abduction. with an organization called the United States UFO Information and Research Center. And that organization grew into other aspects of the paranormal very quickly when we started to see similarities in interdimensional type activity, including, believe it or not, Bigfoot. I had a sighting of one of these creatures back in 1995 here in southern Appalachia that convinced me that Bigfoot was real. Up until that time, I didn't even know that any such critter was out there. And didn't believe in anything like that. And when I had this sighting, you hear about it all the time. You can be such a skeptic, and I was probably the last person that something like this should have happened to, because I was such a skeptic about Bigfoot. And here I was, less than 30 feet from this creature in broad daylight, and I still find myself even today thinking, did I really see that, or was it really just a dream, or, And so we got moved way out of Bigfoot research when we started to get really serious about ghosts. And this was back before the Plumbers got popular on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, Michelle just idolizes them.
I just like this show. Leave it alone. I just want somebody to take me on a paranormal investigation. So far, no takers.
And, well, honey, come down. We'll take you on one that'll make your hair frizz without the perm.
You don't have to do that. You got like a bunny heel type one.
All
maybe
of
a cut out paper ghost. Guy in a sheet that goes boo, but the lights are on.
Did you guys ever see the show Fear on MTV years ago?
Yes.
That was hosted by Chris Stevens.
Yes.
Well, Chris is a big, has been a longtime friend of mine. She was one of the people that got us interested in the beginning in doing ghosts. She and Patty Starr of Lexington, Kentucky. And I went and I took, when we decided to do ghosts, we were going to do this right. We weren't going to watch a television show or watch this on the internet. And we wanted to know from somebody that had been actually out there in the field for more than just a couple of years, and we found Patty Starr, and she'd been doing this for about 35 years. And when we took the class that she teaches at Bluegrass Community College for ghost hunting, I was very, very impressed with the way that she handles herself. One of the things that really was a surprise to me was dowsing, and in the last 7 years that we have been employing the techniques when it comes to dowsing in the field, we have gotten amazing stuff. We go into a place and purposely don't do any advanced historical research before we go into the site to do the research that we do. Mm-hmm. And we tell the property owner, that sometimes just dying, just itching to tell us something, we'd look at him and say, nope, don't want to know, But that way, if we get something with our dowsing, which is a form of you take dowsing rods, like divining rods they used to be called years ago, that old-timers would use to go out and find buried water sources or wells in the backyard. We use the same technique to go in and ask questions of the ghosts and spirits. And we get such detailed, accurate information using this technique that in many cases, the property owner we'll go get the family photo album and open it to a photograph of the person that was just described, and it's so detailed, it's right down to the pink polka dot dress the person was wearing at the time the photograph was taken.
Now, do you each do this, or does, like, one person do this and the rest of you follow, or how does this work?
Well, the Alternate Reality Center teaches a class that's now world-renowned. It's world-recognized as one of the best for ghost hunting excellence in the world. It's recognized in 15 countries worldwide, and presently the ARC has 1,800 members worldwide, and we're growing all the time. We've had graduates from the class from every state, just about from Alaska to Florida, and field offices in different locations that utilize these techniques once they're learned in the class. The class, we do charge for it. It's not a free class. We get a lot of flack for that. We also get a lot of people say that you can't be certified to do ghost hunting, but that's a bunch of crap. Excuse my French.
Are you kidding? I call one of my own books shit today. Don't worry about it, buddy.
like the Bible says, the workman is worthy of his hire, and we teach our class not only about dowsing, and it goes way beyond, you know, how to point and click your camera. We teach you how to use your electronic devices as dowsing instruments. So if you want to go way beyond what you learn by, you know, watching the Sci-Fi Ghost Hunter program or seeing what, you know, reading what you can see on the internet, we do hands-on training with all these techniques, teach you how to get 500 to 1,000 photographs per ghost hunter in a four-hour period of time, 1 to 2 hours of video recording in the infrared spectrum, 4 to 8 hours of audio recording. We teach you how to do all of that and still be able to do your EVPs or electronic voice phenomenon or voices from beyond, as some people like to call them, and your electromagnetic field reconnaissance, your cold and warm spot reconnaissance, and your dowsing, and do all of that in a four-hour period of time. And the class, you know, the dowsing that we, the techniques that we teach are proven verifiable in so many cases. We have gone into places even where mass murders have taken place, and the police had covered it up. They had buried the documentation, and the dowsing rods brought that out. It was one of the most amazing things when we went to do our little Chicago Ghost Walk that we're debuting once again with the Blue Flame Festival in downtown Johnson City this coming weekend. And Al, you know, a lot of people don't know, but Al Capone himself rented out one whole floor of the John Sevier Hotel in downtown Johnson City in the 1920s. And he was just an unbelievable influence on this area with the bootlegging, everything that was going on here, the moonshine running. And we have so much history in this area. It's just incredible. But
I just want to interject real quick. Anyone wanting to call in, it's 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. You can also get to us at www.ravenhappyhour.com. Follow the prompts for Raven Radio, and you should happen upon the chat room eventually, and you can also see the IM if you need to contact us directly. Okay, sorry about that, Stacey. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem at all. We love to talk to people. while we're giving out phone numbers, I just want everybody to know that our with the tours right now, we have 13 different tours across the region from Greenville, Tennessee to Abingdon, Virginia, all located in America's first western frontier. This was the place that everybody from the first 13 original colonies from Maine to Florida first began their trek westward across the Appalachian Mountains. We were in this country with settlements like Jamestown in Virginia for 185 years before we ever set one foot on the western side of the Appalachians to settle ground. A lot of people don't know that.
I've driven through that area, and it's just beautiful, beautiful country. Mm-hmm. All through there, the mountains.
And we have a wonderful cultural heritage in addition to the history. And all of our tours are real history and real ghosts. We pride ourselves on the fact that nothing that we tell is fictitious or made up. The tours are based on the real history of the frontier, Revolutionary and Civil War era of Southern Appalachia, combined with the results of our certified ghost hunter research in the buildings. And some of the stuff that happens on our tour is just amazing. We have people that are touched on their arm, their leg, or their shoulder with no one nearby to take or accept responsibility for the incident. We have had an unseen hand run their fingers through people's hair. So we're talking about more than just photographs here, folks. We're talking about actual physical manifestations.
Now, what's one of the more infamous, like, haunts in the area that you see and that you take them on? What's, like, one of the better-known ghosts, or I don't know how to say it the right way, but you know what I'm getting
one
at.
One of the more popular
attractions? I don't know.
Yeah.
We have so many.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I have queue lines for the dead. I don't know. I'm trying to word it the right way for you, but...
Well, on our Greenville Ghost Walk, we have a wonderful place that we take people there. I hate to give too much away without going on the tour, but in this location, we had one of our tour guests one night who was somewhat arrogant in his presumptions about the afterlife and somewhat presumptuous in other ways as well about his experience as a ghost hunter. And he said, "I've seen it all, I've done it all, I'm not going to be scared of anything," and And I said, well, come right over here, and we're going to have you stand in this doorway, and I'm going to turn the lights out for 60 seconds. And if you get scared, I want you to stay right here. I don't want you to move. You know, don't start running. You might get hurt. You might trip or fall or something like that. We'll turn the lights back on. And when he said, oh, you won't hear anything from me. So I walked out of the room, left him in there by himself, turned the lights out, and after I asked him if he was ready, he said he was. About 30 seconds later, you start hearing this blood-curdling scream from the inside of that room, and I said, are you okay? And he said, no, man. And I turned the lights back on, and he's on his way back out. Some of the other tour guests watched the hat get knocked off his head as he was on his way out, and when he got outside the building, and we were all standing there for 15 minutes asking him what happened, he finally was able to speak, tears running down his cheeks, shaking like a leaf, and he finally said that something had reached out of the room that in the doorway that he had was standing in and had grabbed him across the abdomen. And he was rubbing his chest while he was doing this, and this got my attention to his button-down shirt that he was wearing, and I said, what's that? And there was a button-down, one of the buttons on his button-down shirt had been apparently torn off his shirt, and there were 3 inches of thread that was hanging down off his shirt.
Wow.
And I said, what is that? And he says, I don't know, man, but my chest hurts. And he raises up his shirt, and there's 3 deep red scratch marks across his chest in the same location as this button that's missing that we cannot find.
Yeah, I guess the lesson of that story is don't mock what if you're, you know, not wanting the consequences.
Sometimes ghosts have a point to make. That was the worst thing that's ever happened on any of our tours. I don't want people to be scared of coming on ghost tours. We're trying to change the face of ghost tourism. We approach what we do from a Christian perspective, and that really surprises people a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Our tours are not so much about axe murderers and fictitious made-up stories, you know, created to scare people, but are more about the real history of the area, like I say, combined with the scientific research, and also thrown into that is the reality of and the true immortality that we are created by and what we're what really makes us up is the immortal soul. And when you look in the mirror, you think you're looking at yourself. And what we show people on these tours is that each of us have an everlasting part of ourselves that does go on when this body stops working. And that's the true value of these tours.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about, some of the sacrifices that people have made throughout history to try and show raise public awareness that there is an afterlife, there is an unseen world, and you don't have to be frightened of it. You don't have to be scared, like Hollywood would have us to believe. Our goal, like so many true, real investigative minds out there that have done so much good work in the field, is to try and replace the fear that most people have of ghosts with a feeling of compassion and understanding for these wandering souls. And to let people know that these are not entities or phenomenon or objects to be possessed, but rather these are the people of the past. And this comes from a messianic passage in the Old Testament that spoke of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And then that scripture, it says, thou wentst down into the peoples of the past and raised my soul from the grave. A lot of folks out there asking, how do you put this together with Christianity? Well, couple of scriptures in the New Testament, Jesus said that he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he didn't say he's going to, die and be put in the ground and one day be raised as a moldy old corpse as you wiggle your fingers up through the ground and try to get out of that grave. That's not what he said at all. He says, you will never die. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, then you have to ask yourself, Jesus said that the dead in Christ shall rise first. A lot of people have always said, well, when people die, they either go to heaven or hell, one place or the other, and that's just it. But if they already be in heaven, then there's no need for them to rise at the second coming.
Now, Cece, we have a question in our email
yeah.
here for you. They want to know, what you do when you go in to investigate, if you find something there, how is it you get rid of it, they want to know. Do you help get rid of it, I guess, is what they're trying to ask. It's really long, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't, we have time to get to the whole thing.
Well, let me answer that thought by continuing on the same line of thinking that I was just talking about. When you go, and I will answer that question, I promise, if we have time. When you go into a location and you consider what you can do from the perspective of the property owner or those in the unseen world, we're not there to clear people out. We're not there to cleanse the place. What we are there to do is to help the property owner or those in the unseen world achieve a new level of peace and tranquility and love and find that peace of mind that maybe they didn't find in life that they're still searching for, to have, you know, to offer a word of encouragement or inspiration for these people in the unseen world, a ministry, if you will. And that's what we try to teach our students. Now, in these classes, we don't talk about demons or demonology or things done in darkness. The Bible says it's a shame to even speak of those things done in darkness. But there are those things done out there.
I feel bad. I was just going to ask that question.
Yeah.
I was just going to go, now, what do you do if it's like a demonic type thing versus like an actual you know, human entity thing that's doing it? And then you also answered it.
Isn't that something? We're all connected on the same level of thinking. We all think the same things at the same time. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I find this is completely fascinating. I'm just sitting here listening and realized I should probably be asking more of the questions I had, but I find it all very fascinating.
Well, we anticipate most questions that people ask over the last 5 years of doing these tours, and usually in that time period, we answer most questions in the introduction. But if you like what you're hearing here, we spend about 45 minutes to an hour prior to the start of each tour answering a lot of the questions that people have about the afterlife and about the unseen world. And we want people to know that, you know, they don't have to be frightened of ghosts. I mean, there are things out there that you can be frightened of if you choose to be. But you also have to remember that fear attracts the things that make you afraid. So if you go into a place and you're thrill-seeking and you're there to be scared or be frightened and you're there to have things fly across the room at you, you're probably going to draw that experience to you. That's what people don't understand. We go into these places, we go in with positive thinking, we say to ourselves in an affirmation that we're a powerful, positive seeker of goodness. We go in with an opening prayer where we ask the angels of God to come down and walk with us through the structure, provide us a positive experience, keep us safe from negativity and harm. If we receive information, we ask that that information be given to us in a way that we can understand it in our earthly minds. And we also ask that that information be honest and truthful. And in every case, we have literally done hundreds of locations in our dowsing and our ghost hunting from Knoxville, Tennessee to Marion, Virginia, which will be showcased in our haunted Great Smoky Mountain Haunted Bus Adventure in 2010. When we go into these locations, we go in with the intention being we want to help these people. We want to offer them hope, inspiration, and encouragement. And what can we do for the property owner? There was one property owner where we actually helped them locate a pot of Spanish gold that had been buried in their fireplace for over 200 years.
Yeah, no, I was just getting to track the thing wanting to throw stuff at me because that's the kind of person I am. Somebody else get the pot of freaking gold.
But I don't know about you guys, but if I go into somebody's home, whether those people are in body or not, and something comes flying across the room at me, I'm going to take the hint.
I don't think it wants me here. Okay.
I get
what
so
if I go
in
desperately
internet.
Wanting a ghost who could come to my house and clean for me? How do I get those?
Well, you know, there's a difference between, we have ghosts who what we call silent partners. And just like in life, you have people that are unhappy, you have people that are confused, people that are angry, people that are frustrated. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're evil people. It just means that they have a few problems and they need help.
See, Michelle, not evil. I have problems, need help. See?
Yeah, And you know, the personality will survive the death of the body, where the body doesn't. Your personality will. So it's very important that we spend some time working on ourselves and being the best people that we can be, so that, you know, once this body stops working, you know, we're likely to be with ourselves a very long time. And so it's
really true.
I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself, Mandy. It's very important that you live forever, okay?
She doesn't want to be haunted by me here.
or you'll be, if you're one of those practical joking people in life, you'll be one of those practical joking ghosts that love to pull people's hair or tug on their clothing or hide those brightly colored remote controls only to reappear the next day or maybe 2 weeks later or never again.
I'm going to hide all our flannel pajama pants.
Okay, now you're just getting mean. You'll never find them all.
But when it comes to ghosts, you know, we go in completely objective when we do the dowsing that we do. And we spend the classes. If anybody's out there is interested in pursuing this class, I want to tell you, it is one of the most interactive, entertaining, fantastic things you will ever do in your entire life for what little money that we charge. We call it our Ghost Hunter Getaway. And we combine that with a few of our tours and top it off with the icing on the cake with this class. And you go into a haunted bed and breakfast, a real haunted bed and breakfast that we put you up in. We spend 10 hours of class time, 5 hours of field credit time, and at the end of the course, you get a gold and silver foil certificate after an open book test that you do as a group. And you can take this home and frame it and hang it on the wall with pride, showing your accomplishments to your friends and family. It is an actual certification from the Alternate Reality Center, which is world-renowned and recognized worldwide as one of the best classes that you can take so far
now,
to date.
At the beginning of the segment, you were talking a little bit about how you were doing the UFO thing and the Bigfoot and now the paranormal ghost tours. Do you, I guess two questions. Do you believe in other types of paranormal entities or psychic abilities? And if you had to sit down with a UFO or a paranormal creature from Earth, which one would it be? That was our topic earlier in the broadcast.
Down with the UFO. I love Michelle's way of phrasing it.
Well, I'm telling you, if I had J. Edgar Hoover sit down in my front lawn on one side and I had a UFO land on my right side, it would be a tough choice, man.
It would be a party.
I have literally, I could tell you stories, and I know this is kind of off topic here, but I could tell you stories about UFO research that we conducted in southern Appalachia that would raise the hair on the back of your neck. And it is all true. It's real. I've had stuff that has flown so close to me that I could throw a rock and hit it. I mean, not just talking about lights darting in the sky. I'm talking about low-flying, close encounters of the first kind that are obviously not from this world. Or if they were, it had to be military reverse engineered technology that was created from technology downed UFOs that were recovered and back engineered by our military and other militaries around the world. But I have seen,
I never actually see these things. Like, I hear about people seeing these things and that, and I've experienced paranormal-like things, but I've never really, like, laid witness or even, you know, come close to seeing anything kind of, like, UFO-related. It's my husband. Opposite effect. He doesn't really have the paranormal thing going. He'll come running in from out back after he's relieving himself because, you know, heaven forbid he used one of the three pastors we have in the house when there's a perfectly good tree outside.
Typical man, yeah.
So he's running in, and he's like, you should see these lights in the sky. And I'm like, what are you doing? Wash your hands. Tell me about the lights later. But and, you know, and sadly that comes out of my mouth. That's just kind of personal.
Sounds like me and your husband would have a good old time out there in the backyard.
I keep telling him he's waiting for that mothership to show up. But, I mean, he's always
tell him not to drink the blue Kool-Aid.
You know, my husband called me one night, but I think he was drinking the blue Kool-Aid or something. Because his story seemed a little far-fetched.
Or was it was he back on grandma's old cough medicine there? Well, guys, I just want to tell you, the history, the humor, the heritage, the culture of Appalachia combined with the reality of people's experiences, the property owners, the business owners, local residents and employees alike, that people have had in these structures, and many of these structures that we take people on these tours predate the Civil War, that are still standing, that were not burned down during the Civil War, and most of the structures that we tour were built between 1790 and 1850. So come on down, see what we have to offer. I guarantee.
Can you give them your website real quick before we let you go?
Absolutely. It's AppalachianGhostWalks.com. And we do full haunted vacations for people. We put you up in a haunted bed and breakfast at a discount. We do whitewater rafting, caving, airy adventures with haunted museums, old grist mills, and just a number of bike rentals down the Virginia Creeper Trail with a guide who will tell 500 years of Cherokee folklore, history, and legend. So just an amazing experience, and you can do a multiple-day vacation with us at a fraction of what it would cost you to go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm. And it's
and Walt has yet to scare the hell out of me, so that's all I got. He's a little blasé.
And our phone number is so easy to remember. It's 423-743-WALK. That's 423-743-9255. And we invite anyone and everyone who has maybe ever seen a ghost or ever just wanted to see a ghost or maybe just wanted to hear a good ghost story to come down and do a different kind of vacation with us. Call us first before you do anything. We'll put the vacation together for you. You won't even have to lift a finger. It's one-stop shopping.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really great to have you on. You've been fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I'll be happy to do it any time.
Oh, we're going to take you up on that, too.
We're going to have to get you on the UFOs and get those stories out of you.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, there's a lot of them. And our website, alternaterealitiescenter.com, actually has a lot of our transcripted UFO reports from our UFO sightings hotline from Southern Appalachia that you can go on there and read.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Stacy, for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was great. That was a lot of fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, I'm looking at my calendar to book vacation.
Yeah, book vacation. Yeah, baby, not Italy this year. I'm going to see Honey.
I need to learn. Yeah. Conferences? What conferences?
Exactly.
Book signings? I'm sure they'll accept my, I'm going to be sick that week.
Yeah.
No, I think it sounds like a lot of fun. And thank you to Stacy for coming on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was AppalachianGhostWalks.com. If you want to check out more about that, or I'm sure he'd welcome emails if you had questions or wanted to inquire into the packages. And we'll definitely have to get him on for the UFO.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're heading to the end of our show. We'd like
and who do we have on
you.
Next week?
Next week we have medium Renata Adair, and she'll be joining us. So she's been a psychic since age 3, so it should be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yes. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.